career you've been waiting for with a mining or construction course at Australian Training Management. All nationally accredited. AustralianTraining.com.au. RTO 2431.
When you want to talk footy,
listen to the roar.
There's only one man for the job.
They're loving it right now.
Our main man, Lockie Reid.
I should be so lucky, 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 lucky.
What a star he is.
Absolutely, what a star he is. 22 away from nine. Best part of the show, to be honest, X-Man. Well, it is today.
Well, I did the first sports report, and they thought that was as good as it gets. Save yourself and sub in the other bloke to have a go.
Okay, well, let's have a go. Hey, West Coast Eagles, we know their troubles at the moment. They've got eight players in COVID protocols. Adam Simpson didn't travel with the team. He's also stuck in isolation at home.
Yep.
The team that they've taken over will include a couple of WAFL top-up players. Two, maybe even three will play, depending maybe on Tommy Barris, whether he can get up from that hamstring. But the question I want to ask you is, do they want the number one pick at the end of the year? I know you can't tank, okay? But they desperately need a couple of fresh-faced, star-studded players in that team. You want the number one pick because you could almost turn that into two picks inside 10.
Well, that's my theory. So go back to, I think it was Josh Fraser, draft pick number one in 99.
Yep.
How many premiership players from 99 onwards have been the number one draft pick?
Well, it's a good question. My first reaction to that question would be, well, they're down the bottom of the ladder and takes a long time to rebuild. So probably not many.
A lot of their careers go for a long time, though.
Yeah.
But a lot of pick twos would win.
I'll say four.
Yeah, two.
Two.
Luke Hodge and Tom Boys.
Is that
who
right?
Left
is
the
that
Giants.
All?
That's it. Since that era, so 24 years or whatever ago. It is, two players who have been number one draft pick have won a premiership. You can go through it. You got Riewoldt and all Goddard and all those players. Got close but never got the cigar. But
the smartest thing is to turn one into two picks inside the 10, if you can do it somehow.
Absolutely. If you can trade the pick one, I personally will, because you need a lot of kids. And if you get they're very excited by Campbell Chesser, who was picked 14 or something
like
that.
First rounder.
I mean, but that's not the top end of the draft. So if you can get in there and get a pick six and a 10 or something, then for the pick one, I think absolutely you turn it over.
Because at the moment they've got their first pick, which could be one, could be two, depending on where they finish on the bottom of the ladder. And then depends also on whether North Melbourne get a priority pick as well, because they're struggling as well. But they shouldn't get one.
I jokingly said this the other day. This is what you do. You get pick one, you turn pick one into pick seven and eight. And then you trade Oscar Allen, you get two first-round draft picks. You've got four first-rounders in 30 seconds. Done.
And then you've got two in the second round early on.
You've got six. And I'm joking. I'm joking, West Coast, and people who like to say that's a joke.
So you don't get rid of Oscar Allen, but you can get rid of another player and maybe get a late first rounder?
I don't think there's any.
So I'll throw a few names at you. What are they worth? Andrew Gaff? Is he worth anything now?
Second-ish, third-ish, yeah.
Jeremy McGovern?
The hard movies contract.
Yeah, big contract. Let's go with Liam Duggan.
Second.
So there's plenty of concerns.
Oscar Allen, I think, is about the only one.
But you're not going to get rid of him. He's 22 years of age, 23.
Tom Barras would get a first rounder.
Yeah.
Tom Barras is the other one.
But he's probably maybe your future captain.
Just
the way things are going, aren't they?
So, no, it's going to be hard. They definitely will get a high draft pick, whether it be at one or two. But I think that you'd be best to try and trade that into something else.
On the flip side of that, we heard overnight that Timmy English is probably staying put at the Dogs, which is good news
like
for the Dogs.
Yeah, that sounded like a done deal,
So would you trade pick one for Luke Jackson at Melbourne?
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah.
And if the D's won the premiership, they'd probably go, yeah, okay.
The only thing is what's Luke Jackson going to come on?
In terms of money?
Cash.
Yeah, big money. Big money.
I'm not a big believer in having big money tied up to one player. I mean, Buddy Franklin could have had so much more money.
Yeah.
Sam, we had a meeting, and this is true. Clarko said, if you take less money than what you're worth, you'll make a lot more money when you finish playing football.
Mm. Did and it happen for you?
Yes. Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
To be honest,
because you've got a premiership, you live off
that
a little
bit as
well.
And, 100%. And then you go through it. There's a littering of Hawthorn players doing stuff now, and they probably are making more than they left on the table in that patch. But, to have someone on big money, on one big salary, I find it hard. And at footy clubs, long-term contracts too, I'm not a believer in at all.
Now,
so what time length would you offer Luke Jackson?
Oh, look, you'd offer him a five-year deal.
Yeah, five.
You'd have to offer him a five-year.
Yeah, you have to, but it's the maximum you want to give anyone.
Yeah. And would he sign that, I suppose? Because he might sit there and go, I'll stay at the D's for a couple more, and then I might get a 5-10 year deal.
You can't later give 10 years. Name one good long term deal.
Yeah. Well, Buddy's the only one. But he also but had that little patch he where patch he had some injuries.
Yeah, yeah. There's none. None that I can think of the top of my head. It's almost like as soon as you sign a long term contract, you go, right, of the 7 years, well, two of them you won't play with injury or something. So you're giving away $2 million there.
I had a little rumour earlier on about some West Coast Eagles that might have been at the Hippie Club last Friday.
I hope that's not true.
Well, it's true because I've just seen a picture sent through to me on the text. And it's I won't say the players, but there's a couple of players there that play for the West Coast Eagles. And
I wouldn't have thought there were any the players in there that were consistent contributors to the team.
Well, yeah, I'm sure they would have been... spoken to harshly.
Yeah, if that's happened.
I don't think Simo would have been very happy with it at all.
It's time to read the play.
Here we go!
All right, so we're talking about North Melbourne and Fremantle tonight. We've got the big game live and exclusive on Triple M. Well, it's not really exclusive, but, you know, you wouldn't want to listen to any other station,
I'm
would you,
outraged when... too, to be honest with you. We're only the national call for half a game. They've gone to the Bulldogs Port Adelaide.
boring. Hey, if the crowd, so we're talking about the crowd, we hope that Fremantle gets behind their team, the Fremantle faithful, because they've been playing some great footy, perfect night, Friday night footy. Fremantle fans do whinge about not getting Friday night games. It is the big stage on a Friday night, and it's the place to be in
good
AFL.
Good time to start. I know people come from the country, but 6:40... You finish your work at 5:30 or whatever it is, and you can get in there. A lot of times the crowds fill up so late in WA because of the time, so it's a good time. So, Ben, don't give me the argument. I heard someone argue the other day, well, I'm from the country. Well, if you live in Melbourne, the footy starts at 7:40.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So if the crowd can cap 52,339, right, that exact number, it will mean David Mundy has played in front of exactly 11 million spectators.
Has he really?
Across 360 games. What a stat that is.
God, 11 million people spectators. Have, 11 million people
have watched David Mundy
have
in action.
A ticket to go to the, yeah, it's incredible. I don't think they'll get that crowd tonight.
Right. Well, we'll have to wait next week.
Yeah, next week. Yeah.
But anyway, let's go with it
good
today.
Start. I liked it.
Yeah, thank you very much.